101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:50. Good morning, 59 degrees in downtown Wadena. And joining us live in studio again is Dana Cannelberry, the Executive Director of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce, for a Monday morning chamber chat. Good morning, Dana. How's it going?
Good morning. A little foggy out there.
A little foggy, a little rainy. It's been a little soupy this weekend, huh?
Yeah, it has. Yeah.
But you guys had some events going on. Nice, dry, indoors going on at the Maz. You had your Celebrate Silver event. How was that, Dana?
Yeah, that was our first time hosting that event for seniors 60 and over. And actually, it went very well. I think because the weather was a little gloomy and rainy, we had more people attend. So yeah, we, like I said, we had a good turnout. We had about 30 vendors there, with community resources like, human services from the county. We had Meals on Wheels. Then we had some marketplace vendors as well. Tupperware, you know, things along that line. So, and then we also had, we had live music. So we had a band featuring some area musicians, and they were a lot of fun. We had people just sitting and listening, and so it went well. And I think we are definitely going to look at planning another one next year.
All right, awesome. And anything else going on in the community over the weekend, Dana, that you want to let us know about?
Over last weekend?
Yep.
Yeah. Oktoberfest at Drastic Measures Brewing. Was Thursday and Friday, and they also had a nice turnout. The weather, too, was a little funky and a little rainy, but people still came out, and they had live music by the Crop Dusters, and so it was another great event. So there's always something going on in Wadena.
And you know, when it's a little rainy, when it's a little cold outside, you know, it's not a bad idea to hop inside Oktoberfest and get like a drink or two, right?
Right. You can go indoors too. Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Dana, what do you have going on in the chamber coming up? We were just talking a little bit off air, and it seems like you guys are as busy as ever.
We are. Yeah. And that's a good thing. That's what we want to be doing as a chamber. So this week, I'll just go through a few of the things that are going on in our community.
Sure.
Tonight, the Wadena Area Concert Association is hosting their first concert of the season, and that's at Wadena Memorial Auditorium. Divas 3, and I've heard outstanding things about this trio, and they sing like these power ballads, and they're very energetic and strong big voices. So that's at 7:30 tonight. You know, you don't have to have a season ticket. You can buy a ticket at the door.
Okay. All right.
Then we're getting ready, gearing up for Thursday's event. It's our chili cook-off, and that's always a lot of fun here in downtown Wadena. So we got about a dozen cookers so far, and I feel like we'll get a few more. Today's the deadline, but if you're still mulling it over and you want to get in, we'll give you till noon on Wednesday if you want to cook some chili and be a part of this.
So for the chili cook-off, Dana, for those who don't know, what when is it, and when kind of what goes into that, where is it at, and just explain it.
Absolutely. So it's this Thursday, September 28th, from 3 to 6 in downtown Wadena. And what you'll see is tables with big roasters of chili, and different businesses or groups will be cooking chili, and it's a contest. And there'll be people's choice, so you come and you get a sample of the chili and visit with each of the businesses. And then we also, this year, we're bringing back judges, so we'll have a separate category for, we're going to be having mayors from Wadena.
Interesting.
Bluffton. And Deer Creek.
All right.
So that'll be fun. They'll get to pick their favorites as well. So it's free of charge. Just come on down between 3 and 6. I would suggest coming early, because a lot of times that chili goes fast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you get to get some free chili, get to peruse through the businesses in downtown Wadena. It's a win-win, right?
It is. And this year we added a couple of new twists. We are asking for a $20 entry fee from each of the teams. And in turn, we're going to donate that to the Princess Warrior Fund walk on Saturday.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that there, the Warrior 5K coming up on Saturday. Awesome, awesome event.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, it benefits our local and area kids battling cancer. So it's officially called the Princess Warrior Run, Walk, roll, stroll, or crawl. And that's at Tapley Park. That's where it starts. And online registration is closed. I did check that this morning. So you can just register in person that morning, and that starts at 8:30 in the morning at Tapley Park. And then they have a short program at 9:40, and then the race starts about 10 a.m.
All right. Dana, anything else you want to mention about what's going on in the chamber while we got you in studio?
You know, we'll probably cover some of this next Monday, but there is one thing I do want to mention. We're very excited about this in our community. It's the new housing development.
Mm-hmm.
The public is invited to a ribbon cutting, an initial public offering of residential lots for sale, and that's on Monday, October 2nd. And that's from 5 to 7, and the ribbon cutting will be at 5:30. And it's called Pinewood Estates, and it's located behind Homecrest.
Okay.
And beautiful, beautiful lots, big pine trees, and it's just a beautiful subdivision behind Homecrest.
Awesome. And we got more information on that if you go to our website, wadenaradio.com. We talked with Dean Uselman of the Wadena Development Authority, and he went into detail and explained kind of what it's all about and everything mm-hmm. going behind it. And it's really cool. So go listen to that if you want the full version.
Yep. And we do have a Facebook page as well called Pinewood Estates of Wadena. So just search that up and you can see some pictures of the lots and just more information about it.
Perfect. Perfect. Dana, thanks for coming up in studio, and we look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thanks, CJ.
Dana Cannelberry, the executive director of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She joins us every Monday morning for a little segment that we call the Chamber Chat. And if you want to listen to the full version of this interview, you can find it on our website, wadenaradio.com, as well as the KWAD Facebook page.